This is Ozarks at Large. While strolling around the Fayetteville Farmers Market on a Saturday morning, you'll find fresh produce, familiar faces, and live music. The corners of the downtown square are often occupied by local musicians performing for passersby. One quartet you're likely to see playing along the sidewalk is Block Street Hot Club. The four members of the group, Clay Johnson, Andrew Chu, Felipe Antonio, and Ryan Ashworth, recently stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The musicians are all students at the University of Arkansas and have been performing since early June. During our conversation, Ryan explained how the group came to be.
Andrew and Felipe were in a gypsy jazz ensemble at the university, and so they were studying this music with Dr. Greason, the guitar professor at the university, and they did the gypsy jazz group for several semesters. And then Felipe and I met because we had to do a recital together. So we played a piece together, and then when school ended, we decided to make a gypsy jazz group to go play at the Fayetteville Farmers Market, and it kind of snowballed from there, and we continued to refine the group, so to speak. And so, yeah.
And so we've ended up with a quartet, and I know I've seen you guys out at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Is that the only place you play, or you just sort of decided to start there?
Well, we've played several places. The city of Bentonville's hired us to play there around the block for a few months, so we've done the third Thursday there. We played at the Ozark Folkways. Mm-hmm. We performed there for their first Friday or first Thursday, something like that. We performed at the Press Room. We're playing at Greenhouse Grill October the 4th. We'll be playing the dinner set there. So we have quite a few things on the books, and we're playing out as much as possible. You can check us out on Facebook. We keep everybody updated.
Do you prefer to play outside?
To play outside?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you went to the farmer's market. Any particular reason why?
Well, the Fayetteville Farmers Market is a really good place to perform in front of people and get a lot of attention. We have business cards, and so, I mean, we hand out tons of business cards
Networking is simple. It's easy to network at the farmer's market. You see tons of people, and, you know, people that are in the community being active and supporting local things, music and art and things of that nature.
Have you found that a lot of the people that have booked you for some of these gigs have been like, hey, I saw you at the farmer's market, as I just did, actually?
Definitely. Definitely, yeah.
It's surprising to find there's actually a large number of people that enjoy the music. We thought we were kind of in a small niche, you know, to where people would like what they heard but not be familiar. But it's surprising that a lot of people have heard of, you know, Django Reinhardt and other gypsy players and love the music and wish that more groups were playing like we do.
Well, for those that aren't familiar with gypsy jazz, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. Felipe, why don't you
music
tell
majors?
Us a little bit about gypsy jazz?
I'd say pretty much the father of it is Django Reinhardt, and it's pretty much the guy that influenced us, and the guy just pretty much got the American jazz and from Louis Armstrong and guys like that, and pretty much playing his style, his gypsy style. And he pretty much played with his two fingers, and played a chord with three fingers, because he had suffered an accident before. Mm. That burned pretty much half of his body and his hand, his left hand. So he...
It's actually a pretty tragic story. I mean, he always, after the accident, heard chords that he would never be able to play, only having two fingers.
Huh.
But adapted and learned how to play the instrument a different way, you know, and excelled and did well and sounded great, had his own sound.
Yeah, and initially growing up, he had all four fingers, and he was about to go on tour in Europe and went home to tell his wife that he was excited about a tour, and his caravan caught on fire and completely deformed his hand, and so Django Reinhardt single-handedly kind of changed the face of jazz music with two fingers doing things that most guitar players with four fingers just dream about doing, and he and Stefan Grappelli created gypsy jazz, the sound that's really, really unique, jazz manouche. Yeah.
So it came out of the fact that he had that accident and had fewer fingers.
His playing style kind of emerged from the way that he played single notes, emerged from his limited ability to do certain things on the instrument.
And I know there's different types of jazz, and forgive me for being ignorant on this, but and I can tell that it sounds different, but I don't know why it's different. I know there are different types. So is, if I'm listening, what do I hear so that I know that it's gypsy jazz?
Well,
a more swing style?
Well, it swings like most jazz does, but most of the feel throughout the entire piece is usually in two or like a heavy on the downbeat, and it feels slower to people. It's not not as brisk or as fast, or like in jazz, the bass walks in four, like do 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 do, and it makes, you know, it's a different beat to dance to. It's kind of hard to explain, I suppose.
I think that another characteristic sound of gypsy jazz in particular is the two guitars that play. There are guitars that are specifically designed for this type of music or have been traditionally used to play gypsy jazz. And when you hear a gypsy jazz guitar played, it has a really distinct sound. And it's completely different from any other guitar. And then, primarily, it's joined with a violin. And so we really have the traditional gypsy jazz sound. So it comes from, I think, those two guitars with the bass style that Clay was saying, and also having that violin. And the guitars really kind of create this punchy feeling that Clay was...
Sound,
very, really percussive sound. And that's, to me, personally, kind of characterizes gypsy jazz.
And how did you guys come up with your name, Block Street Hot Club?
Well, that was just the street we played on, but we actually saw the sign not too long ago, and it's actually Block Avenue instead of Block Street, but
sure.
It sounds better that way, I guess.
Well, I mean, they still call themselves Block Street businesses and things like that, so I think it's officially, unofficially Block Street.
Yeah, right.
And a hot club is usually just describing a gypsy jazz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Django's first group with Stefan Grappelli was called the Hot Club of France.
Yeah, Hot Club Quintet of Paris.
Okay. I've heard I've heard the name Hot Club, and so that's specific to gypsy jazz?
Primarily, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mentioned covers, but I know you guys are working on an EP, so will that include originals?
We have, we have an original tune. There's one original song that we have in our repertoire, so to speak.
That Ryan composed?
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it has a name. It's Swing for Sydney. That's the name of it.
Who's Sydney?
Sydney's my wife. I wrote it for my wife.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
It's very sweet.
Well, when you write a song for someone, is it, I mean, I imagine you performed it for her?
Yeah, and I definitely sort of had her in mind while I was thinking about just the way that the melody kind of moved and made me feel when I listened to it, and so that, yeah.
Does it make you nervous the first time that you play that for her? Like, so this is a song that I wrote about you for you here. Hope you like it.
I guess kind of. But I guess I was more than nervous. I was really excited because I felt like it was good. And so when I said, hey, I wrote this song for you, I was excited. I think more than nervous. And I think she liked it. Unless she just lied to me and told me that she liked it, and she doesn't.
I'm sure she did.
What a painter.
I'm sure she did lie to you.
No. I'm sure she enjoyed it, not that she lied.
No, I'm joking.
Would a painter not paint a beautiful masterpiece for his woman?
This is good.
Well, have the other three of you tried your hand at writing original songs for the band?
No, I've been thinking about it, but just
thinking about it.
Haven't had the time to.
Oh, I understand that.
Busy learning everyone else's music to write our own.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, Ryan, when we first met, it was last year, and it was with Ryan Ashworth and the Hodads.
Yeah.
That was Surf Rock.
Surf Rock.
This is entirely different.
Well, you know. When we did the surf rock thing, there was still an improvisation element. And so when we took our solos, we were still soloing over the song form. And that's the same thing that happens in jazz music. And the surf rock was kind of watered down harmonically. So there were like three chords, but we still were kind of improvising. And so that was one of the reasons that I liked the surf rock, was because I could still improvise and it had the elements of music that I still like. So.
Do you guys do a lot of improvisation with this group?
Oh.
Mostly.
Absolutely. Every solo is improvised, you know.
It's always a different performance.
It's always a different performance?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. I feel like that's a standard thing with jazz, but you know, the minute I assume, then somebody's like, no, we do not improvise at all.
Zero improvisation in this jazz.
Well, perfect. Well, if people want more information, where can they find you guys?
Block Street Hot Club on Facebook, if you just look us up on Facebook, or we also have an email address, which is blockstreethotclub@gmail.com. So either way, we're available on the internet and at any of the performance venues that we mentioned.
Okay. Well, you guys brought some instruments. You want to play something for me?
Definitely.
This is All of Me, and the chart says it was written by Simons and Marx, and I don't even know who those people are.
Before 1925. So.
Yeah, it's in public domain, so we're not in trouble. So, yeah, we're playing All of Me.
That was Clay Johnson, Andrew Chu, Felipe Antonio, and Ryan Ashworth, the four members of Block Street Hot Club, inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You can hear the quartet tonight from 6 to 9 at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. They will also be performing at the Fayetteville Farmers Market tomorrow and every Saturday during the market season, weather permitting. For more information, search Block Street Hot Club on Facebook.